from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister visits Ramadi. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi today after government forces recaptured the government compound in the key western city. Iraqi state television reported that the prime minister was in Ramadi but offered no other details. An Iraqi military officer, however, told the Associated Press the prime minister met with security and provincial officials. The fall of Ramadi to Islamic State in May was a big blow to the prime minister's government and military as they struggled in their campaign to push back against the militants. There was more violence in northeastern Kenya Monday as two civilians were killed when Kenyan military officers fired on a car in the Mandera region. Other incidents have raised concern about safety in the region where Al-Shabaab militants from Somalia are known to be active. VOA's Jill Craig speaks with analysts about what this violence means for Kenya's security.
The Mandera region in far northeastern Kenya has experienced a rash of attacks in recent weeks. On December 21st, Al-Shabaab militants shot at a passenger bus and then attempted to divide the passengers into groups based on religion, Muslim or Christian. 6 days later, militants killed two police officers and injured several others. The next day, Kenyan soldiers shot and killed two motorists they suspected of carrying weapons. Richard Tuta is a Homeland Security and counter-terror expert in Nairobi.
So those who are intending to attack those areas, they have realized that there are some soft spots. There are some gaps that are existing within the security systems.
Some of those gaps may be the result of the Kenyan intelligence community's limitations when it comes to quickly acting upon information. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
And this is VOA News. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in nearly 30 years. As President Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office today, President Kabore promised to preserve, respect, enforce, and defend the Constitution in a ceremony from Ouagadougou, broadcast live on radio and television. Mr. Kabore's swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising sparked by an attempt to extend his 27-year rule. The West African country of Guinea is being declared Ebola-free today, leaving only Liberia still counting down the days to achieve the goal of ending the epidemic. The virus has killed more than 2,500 in Guinea and more than 11,000 worldwide from early 2014 to mid-2015. Belgian authorities have arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terror attacks in Brussels. They say they found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks that would target several emblematic places on New Year's Eve. Now, Brussels is home to the headquarters of the European Union and NATO, as well as offices of multiple UN agencies. Searches turned up military-style uniforms and Islamic State propaganda materials. Turkey's president visits Saudi Arabia today to meet with his Saudi counterpart for talks expected to focus on Ankara's support of Riyadh's military. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, with Ankara facing increasing isolation in the region, Riyadh is seen as increasingly an important ally.
The Syrian civil war is expected to be top of the agenda of talks between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Saudi King Salman. The two countries are among the strongest backers of Syrian rebels fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Both Riyadh and Ankara have also taken a hard line in calling for Assad's immediate removal. But such stances have increasingly isolated Turkey in the region. It also faces high tensions with Moscow. Security analyst Metehan Demir says such isolation is a key factor behind Erdogan's visit.
In the recent period, Turkey's relations with West Russia and United States are not that bright. Therefore, Turkey has been seeking allies, both in Middle East, also in Arab land as well.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
With President Erdogan increasingly ramping up criticism of Tehran, accusing it of forming an alliance with Moscow against Turkey, observers say Ankara may have already chosen which side it is on in the deepening sectarian divide in the region. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, has left at least 18 dead and more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city of northwest Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority, which is responsible for issuing national identity cards. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.